changes. Don't wanna be a richer man. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
It is 2017. Wow, the future looks a little different than I thought it was going to look. It's just, you know, that's the first thing. Everybody always thinks it's a new year. Everything is going to change. And all you end up doing is writing a different number on your checks. And if you pay everything online, that doesn't even happen anymore.
Yeah. My friends just teased me last week. They were like, who uses checks? I was like, I do.
I do. See, I'm starting to realize you and I are birds of a feather.
Yeah.
Neither one of us understands Snapchat. We can't get on
it.
No. We look at this screen. It's
I have an
back
account. I don't
I
understand.
I do too. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You're welcome to follow it.
Nothing's going on in mine
yes.
either. So if you're looking for nothingness, follow us on Snapchat. All right. But New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Things that you are going to commit to changing not only your life, but the entire world around you. First of all, do you make New Year's resolutions?
You know what? Honestly, I normally don't, for the same reason that most people who don't do it. It's because you never really keep it. Let's just really be
you
honest.
You don't.
I try to be very self-aware. And I am aware that there's a real good chance I am not going to keep up whatever I come up with.
Right. Because most likely when you drag your real Christmas tree out to the step to get rid of it, you're dragging the resolutions out there as well and you forget about it.
Yeah.
No,
you know what? If anything, I really would probably say that I've already started a resolve. And it's just to, you know, like anything else, just to improve myself. So I really tried to make a commitment to getting up early every day, do my yoga in the morning, try to work out whatever.
You are one of the most focused women I know. And I'm not kidding around. No, you are
a
dedicated entrepreneur. You've got Caris Cucina going.
Yeah.
You're a part of this show. We've got stuff on the hopper coming up here in 2017.
Uh-huh.
You are a busy person, but there is focus. There is purpose.
Yeah.
There's a drive.
I try. You have to be really conscious of that. You really have to kind of wake up every morning and go, you know, what are we doing? Now, mind you, you haven't seen my house. My house looks like a bomb dropped in it. So,
well,
I mean,
maybe
you know,
that would ruin the whole thing.
The ball's got to drop somewhere.
And the ball's dropping right in that house.
Dropped in the living room.
That's not good. See, that's a good thing. I will never see the house, because if I see the house, this shining woman on the hill
I
image
know,
I
right?
have here, Cara DeFalco,
no,
it will
you know
be
what?
Ruined.
I try to go with, you know, they say Einstein was an extremely messy
You're
person.
Comparing yourself to Einstein.
I think, yes. It's
Boy,
a, it's
have
a
I
sign
built
of,
you up.
It's a sign of genius, I think, to be, you know, my husband even teased me the other day because I needed something. I haven't seen my kitchen table in weeks. It's covered in mail and baking stuff and all kinds. It's just covered. It's covered.
Really?
But I needed
Food
something that
and
was,
mail.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much it. So I needed something and I knew it was under six other things, but I knew exactly where it was. My husband sat back and looked at me. He goes, the wonder of it is that you know where everything is.
That's the key. It's under there somewhere.
It's in there.
In terms of resolving to do things differently, if you're happy with the way things are, and if you're really not looking to make major changes in your life, and then again, when can you make major changes? Obviously, if you have a serious issue in your life and you really need to correct something, but if you're just kind of going along from year to year, maybe it's a little bit too much pressure to put on yourself to say, I have to drastically change myself only because the calendar is changing.
Because the calendar changeover. And I think that's it. I think so many people, you know, we talk a lot about people stressing themselves out through the holidays for various reasons. And I think, you know, the New Year's resolution is another way. You know, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I'm going to lose 40 pounds this year. That's wonderful. And if you have 40 pounds to lose, then you know, yes, that's a goal. But I don't...
If you're 120 pounds, it's probably a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, you know, within reason, please. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you lose 35, don't beat yourself up over it.
Exactly.
You know, a year from now.
Exactly.
At the same token, if you lose zero, if you lose zero, but you stopped drinking diet soda, you probably still did yourself good.
Right. Reach for the moon. If you fall short, you'll still fall apart.
Still
among
land
the stars,
in the stars.
Or something
That's
like that.
It. That's it.
I had a nun back in high school that would say that to us all the time. Say what nuns did to you.
Catholic high school.
Catholic high school. You did that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So did I. The stories we could probably tell.
I'm sure.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But I would imagine if you are setting yourself up and okay, I have to lose 40 pounds, to use your example. And if it's March 1st, and if you really haven't, or even if you've only lost 5 or 10, and you start to become depressed, and I think you end up setting yourself up for some tremendous depression and almost self-defeat. And that's not a good thing either.
No.
You have to live in reality. You know, oh, it's a whole new year. Everything's going to be different. I'm going to go from making X amount of money to making Y amount of money, but you're working the same job. That's not going to work out. You're going to lose the 40 pounds, but yet you're still banging away the Doritos every night watching a ball game. That's not going to help either.
Right. And I think if you take those, and they, you know, all the experts will say this too, maybe instead of saying, oh, I'm going to lose 40 pounds, maybe what you do say to yourself is, I am going to stop eating Doritos, or mm-hmm. I am going to stop drinking the diet soda. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And if you do something smaller like that, mm-hmm. you'll find it results in
right.
losing some weight or whatever you're, like you say, you were talking about money. Okay, so maybe, you know, you're looking for a new job, but that's not a guarantee. I looked for a job for like 2 years and sure. nothing, you know, the job market's rough these days.
What job market
yeah,
these
exactly,
days? Right.
Exactly. But, you know, maybe you, instead of saying, oh, I'm going to make more money, you go through your closet or your storage unit and you say, you know what? I really haven't looked for these things. I haven't used them. I'm going to sell them on eBay, or I'm going to sell them online or in a garage sale. Well, then you made yourself a little more money.
It's a good idea.
It's not, you know what I mean? And I think there's those smaller, more achievable things that you can do for yourself.
That's a good idea, too. You talked about get rid of the stuff in the storage locker, and you don't need the storage locker anymore.
Right. So now
maybe
you're saving that money.
Exactly. And you're technically making more money because you're not spending as much
right.
money.
Yeah. Right. So I think there's smaller ways that people can go about their typical New Year's resolutions that are more achievable. And then, like you said, then you don't set yourself up for failure. You don't feel like, oh, you know, I didn't lose the exact number of pounds that I resolved to. I didn't make the exact number of dollars that I resolved to.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, but if you kind of leave yourself some wiggle room, and like I said, you set a smaller, more attainable goal, you'll find that puts you on that path towards that larger goal without it being something that you hold yourself strictly to and mm-hmm. feel disappointed in June,
sure.
or, you know, or March or June, you know, if you haven't hit it yet.
For the summertime depression that sets in, and even sooner than that. I mean, if all of a sudden, as soon as Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy go away there late New Year's night, all of it, you know, you're, oh no, I'm still eating the Doritos or whatever. It's not good. I would always find people that would always think, oh, it's going to be so different. The new year is coming. And it was even worse back during Y2K. It's the new millennium.
Everything will remember Y2K.
Everything is going to be different. But everyone was also worried that the grid was going
down.
That
everything was going to shut down. I always spent New Year's Eve with my very dear friend Jessica, and we were, you know, having our fun or whatever. We had our typical slumber. I was a little kid in Y2K, to be honest. But I remember we were counting down, and the two of us are like clutching each other. We're holding on to each other for dear life just in case everything shuts down.
That's it. The grid is going down. And it's funny we bring this up, because about 3 minutes ago, as we're in our studio, all the lights went off. Because the lights are on a timer in here,
in
the talk studio.
And we've been here too long.
Right. And it's either they're trying to kick us the hell out of the radio station, so we had our own little Y2K. That's a good, you know, that's true. This is like we have like a little preschool here, and it's time for us to take a nap on the air.
That's the kind of resolution I can get behind. I am going to take a nap every day.
Every single day. The light, you know what? We're going to just
when
turn.
When the lights go out, just.
The lights will go off late morning and everybody just stops and takes a nap. That's a good idea. We should all, like yoga mats, walk around with our nap mats wherever
nap mat.
You are. Middle of Target, in the bank.
Pillow people.
Stop and sleep. That's a good way to go.
To save my life, I don't understand how so many Americans are of European descent and the nap, the siesta, whatever you want to call it, whatever country.
Siesta.
How did that not make its way over here?
That's a good point. You know, it's not that far away from us either.
This stuff's up from 12 to 4. I want to go home, eat lunch, and take a nap.
We're in the Northeast. Maybe the farther south and southwest you go in the country. You know what? That's something for us to find out. Our San Antonio affiliate stations down there, are you taking siestas in the middle?
Do you do siestas?
You know, right along Riverwalk there in San Antonio. Are people just sleeping in the streets in the middle of the day? I know it's 106 degrees. It's not conducive to taking a nap. Broiling sunshine does not send you off to dreamland very well.
No,
but it's still.
No, but really, no, but seriously, All of Europe shuts down at noon. Everybody yes. goes home to their families. They have a nice meal, take a little nap, and they're back up and running by 4 o'clock. And everybody works till 8 instead of, you know.
And here I am working a 15-hour day every single day.
Hey.
And I with no sleep. No sleep. No sleep at all.
Wow.
And getting a little punchy because of it, as you
can
tell.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And a little punchy.
Starting to show.
Okay. My resolve, I will resolve to sleep more in the new year.
Napping.
So right in the middle of the show at some point, if I decide to just put my head down, conk out for about 3-4 minutes, you're good. Okay?
I'll carry it.
And you can do the same thing. We can help each other out.
Yeah.
And we can both improve ourselves by sleeping more.
Sleep.
This has been so, just so character building for me, because now I know I could just very carefully just go to sleep in front of you and it'll be okay.
It'll be good.
Network will be quite pissed, but it'll be okay. It's all good.
It's all good.
Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.